Call the June 4th special common council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Alderman Nelson.
Here, Mayor. Sorry. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know that anybody noticed the television trick. You stand close to the desk so they don't see your bare legs.
Does green mean it's on or off?
Green means on. First item of business is a citizen's comment. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, give us your name and address, and let us know what you want to say. Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the citizen's comment period. Next item on the agenda is reports and recommendations. A recommendation from the Civic Celebrations Commission to, and I wrote this specific, to cancel the regular Independence Day activities for 2020. And I wrote this specific, to cancel all currently contemplated Independence Day activities, including the parade, Legend Park fireworks, and Civic Center Festival. Mr. Bergner, do you want to outline your conversation at the meeting Monday night? Maybe. I don't know if that microphone's on, is it?
Hello. Yeah, we met on Monday, and we waited and tried as much as we could to see if, you know, we could pull off a event that everybody has always enjoyed in the city of Franklin. But with all these circumstances that we discussed, we even discussed just having fireworks. We discussed of having different location for them so we could throw them up higher so more people could view them. But with us being just the only show in town, we just felt that was just too risky, you know, to keep crowd control going. You know, even though if you get on Facebook and you see people that are complaining about, you know, us canceling, I think I got more replies from people that were happy that and enjoy, you know, felt that we should have canceled, and I got some really nice responses to that. And it's been tough, you know, to cancel something like this because, you know, we worked so hard at it, and now, you know, we got to take all the contracts and that and have them all nullified and already starting on. And with the entertainment, you know, there's a lot of stuff we book a year in advance just to get the good entertainment. So they've agreed to have it turned over to next year. So I have to, you know, abide by that. But and then we'll talk about that later. If we can have it over the 4th of July next year, will be on a Sunday. So probably, you know, would have to do 3 days in order to keep all the entertainment booked like we had planned this year. But the thoughts are doing it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Even though the 5th is a recognized day, but we like to have that day off, you know, a day to tear down and everything. So if you got any other questions, you know, we just say the committee did a lot of work and, you know, that's the decision we came up with.
And the health officer's here if you have questions for her. Any questions from the council?
I'd maybe like to hear her formal recommendation for the record. Would you be willing, Courtney?
How was your trip?
I've spent a lot of time talking with members of the Civic Celebration Committee, trying to come up with some path forward to be able to do some portion of this to some degree. But in the end, as more and more municipalities around us began to cancel their events, knowing that we would be the only game in town, so to speak, for any portion of this, puts a large strain not only on the health of the community with the ongoing COVID pandemic, but also on our police department for crowd control and traffic and that kind of thing. Also outside of, you know, COVID, having that many people in a confined space, just for other things outside of COVID that could go wrong when there are crowds of that size. I just couldn't find a path forward that I could recommend for the health and safety of our community moving forward with anything. We talked for a long time, several meetings about it, and that's the decision we came to. But I'll be happy to take any specific questions.
Another piece of information, yesterday morning, Greendale Village Board canceled their activities as well. Alderman Mayor.
So Courtney, your recommendation based on your knowledge and skills and ability and experience as our health officer is to cancel this.
It is, yes. I also have a letter with me from several members of the Board of Health that are members of the medical community also expressing their desire to cancel the event.
Thank you. And Mr. Bergner?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your work. I mean, I know that was a very tough call for the commission, but the commission's recommendation is to cancel for this year.
Okay. Yeah. And Courtney helped us know.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I think this is a very difficult decision for everybody. I think we, as a council, owe it to our health officer and to our commission to fully support their very difficult decision.
Commissioner Hanneman. Alderwoman Hanneman.
Thank you, Mayor. This was my first meeting as the aldermanic representative to the Civic Celebrations Commission. And I want to publicly commend the commission and everyone who works so hard. I don't think anyone is truly more disappointed than they are, because they have put so many years in building this festival to be what is probably the best festival in the region, and outside of Summerfest maybe, but so I just want them to be publicly recognized for all of the hard work and deliberations that they've put into it, because this is a big loss for them personally. And we went round and round and round and tried so hard to find a way that we could provide something for the community, but we just kept coming back to the same spot in the circle. And the final vote, I believe, was 5-1 to recommend to cancel the celebration. And so I will move a motion. I will make the motion to cancel all currently contemplated Independence Day activities, including the parade, Legend Park fireworks, and the Civic Center Festival.
Second.
The wording, by the way, is
discussion.
Absolutely. 1 second, though, Alderwoman Wilhelm. The wording's important because that allows the commission, if they want, to find something else to do if they so choose.
I think the commission made it very clear what they're looking for.
This is based on the conversation Monday night that they may want to find something else that's less intrusive, and so if they so choose. So Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderman Nelson. This doesn't cut
them off. Well, that was my question. So if they decide to find something else, are we going to the council going to have another opportunity to make any approvals of moving forward, or will they just have their own as a committee the ability to do that? Will we be vetting the safety of it as a council?
Council makes the decisions.
So that answer is yes. If they do decide, we will be updated and also be able to give feedback, correct?
That's correct. Chances of something like that happening are slim, but yes, the answer is yes.
Permits or other activities, you know, that might have fireworks or fireworks being permitted in the past, or are we going to be allowing any fireworks and gatherings in Franklin? Because we have had, you know, other entities that have done that. So if, you know, the city doesn't have one, and then we have, you know, something else that happens that has one, we're going to be in the same situation. So have we discussed how we're going to handle that, and if we're going to do that? Does the committee talk about that at all?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm not aware that we've issued any fireworks permits this year. Alderman Nelson?
Nothing has come through licensing yet, but I, you know, I believe we're referencing if something was going to happen at the Rock, as in last year when they had the approval to have fireworks after some of their ball games. That's all I know about that part of it, so I'll yield to the Alderwoman until I have my...
Alderman Wilhelm, are you aware of anything? Because we're not.
I'm not. I just don't know, not reviewing the licensing committee package. I don't know if that was yearly or if that was more ongoing. I don't know. Maybe the clerk?
Madam Clerk?
What the time frame was put on that?
Fireworks permits do not come to the license committee. The only thing that would is if there were an event or something related to music or something unusual. But if somebody is applying for a fireworks permit, they apply and obtain that from the fire chief. And on Monday morning, I checked with him for a status, and as of Monday morning, nobody else had applied for any additional fireworks permits so far anywhere during the year, 4th of July or otherwise, but the fire chief would directly, those would not come to the license committee.
Okay, I know one time they were associated with some events, and I didn't know, you know, if those were still standing or not. And, you know, I'm not working to try to make sure nothing's happened. I just want to make sure that we understand that something, you know, could happen and what controls would be in place if we didn't want it to happen or there was another big outbreak, how would we handle that? So we just need to sort of keep those things in mind and follow up as needed. Okay.
And Alderman Barber?
Was there any discussion in the planning committee, and I didn't hear it? I mean, I was listening to it, but I didn't hear everything. Was there any options that might be looked at in terms of a kind of an identifier that might take place other than the regular things, or were there things that maybe were raised that might happen or be looked at?
Yes, they talked about a number of options, and since Chairman Bergner wants to talk next, we'll have him address the answer to that question when he talks about what he wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Chairman Bergner.
Because the city remains under Safer at Home all the way through July 7th, we just wrote up, and every cloud there is a silver lining. This is an opportunity to strengthen our family units, bringing our families back to the dinner table, leaving the rat race behind to slow down and appreciate what really matters. In lieu of a larger community event, the committee recommends that families plan together safely at home, have backyard home gatherings, watch the national anthem, have virtual fireworks displays to watch. So have family get-togethers and family, you know, association. But as far as any more activities like fireworks, you know, for everybody or food vendors and that should all be canceled, you know, so. I don't know if we misled you on that we want to do something, but we should have everything canceled.
Now, the answer to your question, Alderman Barber, yes. Talked about fireworks from a different location, surprise fireworks, talked about joint fireworks. What else? there was a whole bunch of items talked about. There was a lot of things talked about.
Virtual fireworks, virtual parade,
drive-by parade, lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
May I follow up with that?
Alderwoman Hanneman, then Alderman Nelson.
I want people to also be aware that there is a funding issue at hand, because we really rely heavily on the festival to raise the money to pay for things like the fireworks. And we also have to pay for the police, fire, DPW services that surround this festival. And we estimated that it would be about $50,000 in cost just to put on the fireworks with our public safety services, and without having any income, we can't afford to do that at this point in time.
Alderman Nelson.
I'd like to also thank Civic Celebrations. I mean, this is, you know, living here, I've never missed a 4th of July in 50 years for Franklin. And it just is just a shame. And that was my question was, and then Alderwoman Hanneman hit it on the head with what the cost would be. Because my big thing was, we would at least like to, you know, have some sort of celebration of our freedom and our country, whether that's fireworks or something. excuse me. As, you know, everyone views and everyone participates in their COVID care differently, I'm not going to preach what mine is, but I sure would like a fireworks celebration, as I understand the communities in Milwaukee County are not, but when you go west 9 miles, they are. But what concerns me big time is the funding and the lack thereof, and to pull this all together, the people that I've talked to, I mean, it's, and observing the great job everyone does to put this together, it's a huge amount, a huge undertaking. And that's something that I wouldn't want to do, so I thank you for doing it. And I just like to look up and see the fireworks and be thankful they're there and go about my business. So if, you know, I'll support your decision, and thank you for doing the work you do.
Okay. There's been a motion made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion to cancel all 4th of July events signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Common Council is adjourned.